This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In this program, I will have to address some aspects of the depravity of the carnal human mind. And this is not pleasant to talk about, it's not pleasant to listen to, but we wouldn't do our job if we would not from time to time point out what is really going on, and that there seems to be no limit to the depravity, the perversion of what mankind is willing to do. Jesus Christ warned us that we will, in the last times, in those final days of human civilization, experience a time which was similar to the time of Noah. Paul writes many times about the end time, the last days. And for instance, you can look at 2 Timothy 3 later on. And I'm just like to give you a few highlights as to how he describes the last days. He says, perilous times will come. People will be unloving. They will be brutal. They will be despisers of good. Now, of course, they might claim that they, in one way or another, worship God, a God, but through their acts, their conduct, they show that they are not at all worshiping the true God, living the way they should in accordance with God's law, but they are following another God, the God of this world, Satan, the devil. When you go back to the book of Genesis, again, just giving you a few highlights, this is how the world was described at the time. It says, the earth was filled with violence. People were corrupt. It says that the wickedness of man was great, and that every thought was only evil continually. Now today I'm going to give you a few examples proving to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are living in the end times, which means, and that's the only good news I can give you, that Jesus Christ will return soon, will have to return soon, because the Bible says that if he wouldn't, all flesh would be wiped off this planet. But for the elect's sake, it says, those days will be shortened. First, I'd like to read to you from a New York Times article dated August 13, showing you the demonic activities of this terrible group, ISIS. It says, in the moments before he raped the 12-year-old girl, the Islamic State fighter took the time to explain that what he was about to do was not a sin, because the preteen girl practiced a religion other than Islam. The Quran not only gave him the right to rape her, it condoned and encouraged it, he insisted. He bound her hands, gagged her, then he knelt beside the bed and prostrated himself in prayer before getting on top of her, and when it was over, he knelt to pray again. And the article gives some more gruesome details about what ISIS fighters are willing to do in their depraved, perverted minds. There can be no doubt that these people are influenced, if not possessed, by demons. No doubt about it. But you see, God isn't mocked. And what these people are sowing, they will reap in due course. The following article perhaps is even worse, and I want you to be warned about the gruesome details I have to give to you. They were published in Express on August 20, saying this: savage Islamic State terrorists are reportedly selling off the organs of their sex slaves to fund the regime. A new report by the Middle East Media Research Institute, which monitors ISIS online, claims militants are openly discussing slavery on social media. It says that the terrorists are discussing prices for the women, some of whom are yet to reach their teenage years. The shocking messages also apparently reveal a horrific trait in the possible trafficking in human organs. Earlier this year, dozens of bodies were discovered with surgical incisions as well as missing kidneys and other vital organs, according to the Iraqi ambassador to the United Nations, Mohammed Al-Yakim. The corpses were found piled up in shallow mass graves in February. How perverted, how depraved can the human mind get under the direct influence of Satan the devil? But we got to understand that Satan is a god of this world. And you might say, well, but this is because, of course, you know, talking about non-Christian religions. So when it comes to Christianity, something like that would never happen. Well, of course, it did happen, if you think about it, in World War II, in Nazi Germany, and also in Russia and other places, prior to them becoming communists and atheists. But here's an article by the Washington Post, dated August 14. The abuse was meticulously cataloged. From 1950 to 2014, the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, in other words, Jehovah's Witnesses, amassed 5,000 files detailing sexual abuse of Australian children by 1,006 of its members. It says young girls were assaulted by neighbors, teenagers were raped by their fathers, victims were forced to pray with their abusers. And then this rather lengthy article goes into all kinds of morbid details, which I'm not going to read to you. But again, you might say, well, this is just Jehovah's Witnesses. They are kind of a sect, you know, they're not really representative of traditional Christianity. Well, what about this article by Newsmax, dated August 19? Some 15,000 employees of the U.S. federal government were reportedly among the 32 million cheating spouses exposed in a hack of an online adultery site. Names, ages, addresses, phone numbers, credit card details, and detailed sexual fantasies have been leaked in the hack of a controversial seduction site. And the data included email addresses for U.S. government officials, United Kingdom civil servants, and high-level executives at European and North American corporations. The website has long boasted that 59,000 Washington residents are members of the infidelity site. What a terrible, abominable revelation. Think in terms of the days of Noah. The fact that, as commentators tell us, at that time, bestiality was rampant, adultery was rampant, prostitution was rampant. What about today? The Independent wrote on August 19 that scientists, now this is talking about quote-unquote Christian countries, scientists have succeeded in growing an almost fully formed human brain in a lab for the first time ever. It contains 99% of the genes present in the human fetal brain and has an identifiable structure. So they are trying to create brains, of course, obviously from aborted fetuses. And so that brings us to the next article. And that is also a very, very disturbing one. It's published by Breitbart, dated August 19. In the latest video produced by the Center for Medical Progress, Holly O'Donnell describes a medical technician using scissors to cut through the face of a newly aborted but nearly fully developed baby boy at a Planned Parenthood facility so that his intact brain could be extracted. And it says in the article, again, I'm going to spare you the gruesome, horrible, abominable details, that the medical technician, with an instrument, tapped the heart, and it starts beating. So this procedure was taking place when the aborted boy was still alive. The article goes on to say that up to now, Planned Parenthood has been successful in convincing Americans that the federal-funded group performs a very few abortions. Planned Parenthood has claimed that abortions make up merely 3% of their overall annual quote-unquote services. Even liberal outlets have debunked that claim. Even so, and that is probably one of the most disturbing aspects of this whole endeavor, polls show that most Americans do not believe Planned Parenthood performs abortions at all, when in fact it performs more than 300,000 every year, more than any other group, generating more than $100 million in revenue from abortions alone. Christian Americans seem to be willfully ignorant of the abominations which are taking place in their own country. We have gotten so corrupt, so perverse, so absolutely distanced from God that we may listen to these kind of things, and I've only given you the tip of the iceberg today, and it doesn't even seem to matter to us. The whole world at the time of Noah was destroyed. There were only very few people who were saved, Noah and his family. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their depravity, only Lot and his two daughters were saved. The Bible says that this whole world is going to be in great danger of total self-destruction. Only very few, and I want to underline the word, very few, will be saved. You can be one of those who might be worthy to escape all these things which are going to happen and to stand in front of the Son of Man when he returns. You might be one of the few survivors, but you have to be counted worthy. When you listen to the kind of things I told you today, what's your reaction? Does it matter to you? Do you even find some kind of support or justification in some of the horrible, satanic actions I've described to you today? If you don't sigh and cry over the abominations which are taking place in the world and in your country, you are not going to be counted worthy to escape. So I pray to God that you will be one who is waking up or who is already awake. And let's look forward to the time when Jesus Christ returns to make an end to Satan's rule and to change the hearts and the minds of men, because that is what it takes to make this world a better place. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.